This is URN Showtime Breakdown.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome everyone to another week of Showtime. I'm here for the next hour to play some of the best musical theatre songs I can find. And very excitingly, drumroll please, get ready for my interview with the wonderful cast of Dickens Abridged. But more from that later. Kicking us off tonight from the original Broadway cast of Mary Poppins, we had Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, which you think is difficult to say, try writing it out about 50 million times to get it ready for the show. Anyway, there's a lot to fit in tonight, so before I have to make any drastic changes to the schedule again because we're running out of time, here is a song I promised to play last week that unfortunately had to be skipped. As promised, here is Under Pressure. Okay, so if you've forgotten it in the week that you haven't heard from me, that was, of course, the Dickens Abridged promo. Again, I just cannot get enough of it. So sorry, but not sorry. Which leads us to the big part of tonight's show. As you all know, I went to see Dickens Abridged last week and I am a teeny weeny bit obsessed with it. Now, fortunately, and quite unbelievably, to be honest, I didn't actually make a fool of myself when I met the cast. I know, I can't really believe it either. And they were all lovely and really funny, and it was just so nice to have a chat and a bit of a joke and a laugh. So, at first I was joined by Andrew Gallo, Martin Surreal, Jamie Ross, who spent the entire time knitting in a corner, which was slightly bizarre. It was like interviewing Milton Jones, and he'd be absolutely silent and then just pipe up every now and then with a little one-liner. All the time knitting. So he was there, and Matt Bateman, who plays Charles Dickens.
Well, the show is sort of the life and works of Dickens in under 90 minutes, as we claim to be able to do. Featuring such acts as a live decapitation, two live decapitations, and setting Miss Havisham on fire. So, really, it's just good family fun romp.
Even though we do still lovingly send up Dickens' life, it just gives you a little bit more insight into the influences that he had in kind of writing the books that he wrote and the reasons that he did. Mm-hmm. And also gets you can see him as a lunatic in his later years.
Which you play fantastically, I have to say.
I do lunatic very well, it comes very naturally to me.
That was Norbert Leo Butz singing Be the Hero from Big Fish, a musical based on the 2003 Tim Burton film with Ewan McGregor and Helena Bonham Carter, which in turn was based on the 1998 novel by Daniel Wallace. So literally all ground covered there. I actually only heard that song for the first time yesterday. I kind of came across it by accident while doing some research for this show, but I fell in love with it, and I think there's so much we can learn from that song, and I've just had it in my head ever since.
Adam Long, in my opinion, is a genius. How aware were you of his work before you came to be in Dickens Abridged?
Well, I actually studied the Shakespeare show at school, so and I sort of tried to emulate it while I was at school and did a very, very bad job of it. So sort of when I got invited to the audition, I sort of sat there, nervous anyway, and then out walks Adam Long and goes, "Hey, we're ready for you." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, yeah, sure, I'll walk in." So I personally was quite aware of his work, and it was a massive joy for me to work with him in the rehearsal process. So yeah, it was kind of like meeting one of my heroes and then getting to work with him, which is spectacular for me personally.
Has anyone got a particular favourite character they enjoy playing?
I quite enjoy playing Catherine.
Catherine's
that's a good scene.
Catherine's got great sass.
My personal favourite is Madame Defarge. From
the knitting.
She is the character who knits the names of the various aristocracy they want to murder, and the knitting scene has become... That's me. Jane is currently modelling. It's become sort of a character in itself that I very much enjoy the moment of, which I'm sure you'll see tonight.
Yeah.
It's probably got a bit bigger since last time we were here, so...
I cannot see people knitting without having hysterics. We got on a bus or an old lady knitting and just started crying with laughter, and we had to explain to this old woman why.
Yeah, laughing at this innocent bystander on the bus.
Pretty much.
I'd really love to be able to say that I didn't actually laugh at an old lady knitting on a bus, but that would be a lie. It was incredibly funny, and I just kept picturing Andrew Gallo knitting.
So we've covered favourite characters. Has anyone got a particular favourite part of the show? You know, story that gets covered, thing they get to do?
Stand out. Agnes Lament, which is a song in David Copperfield that Agnes sings after David Copperfield has told him he's going to marry Dora, which which Martin kills every single night, and I still struggle not to laugh at, and the decapitation in Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah.
Because it is Adam Moos, he wrote all the music and the lyrics, and Far, Far Better, which is the song that I'm playing and Andy and Martin are singing, is a gorgeous song. It's really beautiful, and yeah. You've got this sheer stupidity happening on stage, and it's just one of my favourite moments, and I still laugh.
Yeah.
Like, it's just brilliant. Very, very funny moments.
It is such a funny show, and obviously the audience are in hysterics at all time. Have you ever completely lost it on stage?
Lincoln, yeah, definitely. Einstein. We performed at Lincoln. It was a great show anyway. We had most of the people in from kind of the drama students from Lincoln University. And during a song Footsteps, where I play Dr. Manette, I have this crazy wig. And partway through, the wig decided to fly off my head. And it was the four of us, even Martin and Matthew Hendrickson, who do not corpse at any time, were both laughing.
Andy also likes to whisper a tiny little thing in your ear when you're doing certain serious things and stuff.
They're not out of the context of the show, and, they're always related.
You know, if you see us sort of slightly cracking a smile in the corner of our mouths, he's usually whispering something really inappropriate to us.
Mr. Hendrickson, the one and only Matthew Hendrickson, Lord of the Dickens, has joined us.
Because you've just walked in. What is your favourite part of the show? If you can narrow it down to a particular favourite.
I think I love Tale of Two Cities best, really. It's the guillotine is such fun, and all the stuff leading up to it. The idea of these two as twins is just magnificent.
You say
it is a beautiful moment.
Yeah, for anyone that can't see through the miracle of radio, Martin is about 5'7", with black hair, quite skinny, of Asian descent. Andy is 6'1", very hairy.
So
has a long line to say, with huge sagging breasts and a beard down to his knees.
I'm actually 6'2", I'll have you
oh,
know.
Oh, 6'2", I apologize.
The rest is 100% good.
Okay, yes, I know how sad that was. Keep it together, everybody. And deep breath. That was I'll Be Here from Ordinary Days, which isn't a show I know anything about or that I could really find anything about on the internet. But what I do know is that song was sung absolutely beautifully by Rebecca Bearley there, and it was incredibly moving. So thank you ever so much to Jamie Ross for requesting that.
Somehow I'm reading David Copperfield at the moment, and it's a hard read. It's a long book, basically.
But it's a wonderful book.
It's great.
It
no, it is.
About
but it's
14. I never wanted it to end. I loved it so much. But I guess I'm weird.
I think that's kind of a relative term sat in this room. No offence, everybody, but we have someone in the corner just knitting silently. Yeah. It's
quite
which really appeals
actually
to the radio audience.
Yeah,
like,
it's fun.
Knitting translates to radio very well.
Yeah. I agree.
Relaxes the listeners if they can hear the gentle clap.
Yes.
I'd get a sound recording of like the needles just hitting together and play it at all times.
Every radio station has this, you just don't notice it.
That's not the beats you hear behind it, that's knitting.
Yeah.
So actually talking about music, because there's so many different musical references in the show, you've got probably most famously Barbie Girl. Beach is in the show, which gets a huge laugh.
Dickens was a big fan of Barbie Girl.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah. As you said, very ahead of his time.
Yeah,
that and drum and bass.
Yeah, very much so.
Drum and bass, Europop, it's all.
Yeah, I was a big fan of Eurovision. Loved that sort of stuff, yeah.
Yes.
Well, who doesn't?
So, but, I mean, what kind of music do you guys listen to?
I never listen to music, I hate music.
You think he's lying.
I feel he'd get on well with my cousin.
I rarely get to perform the music I listen to because there aren't many musicals that would call for a mix of heavy metal mixed with Eminem mixed with Book of Mormon. Or,
there is a musical of Book of Mormon.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Okay, so now for one of my favourite songs, which is one of those awkward ones that actually isn't really a stage show, it's a movie musical. But you know what? I love it so much, I don't care. It's a real cracker. Get ready to sing and dance around the room to Over and Done With from Sunshine on Leith.
As a small test to see how well you know Dickens, I feel you could do quite well with this.
Mr. Hendrickson.
I'm going to tag him as Hendrickson. I'm out.
You're on.
We'll give it our best shot, and then like, I think it should be the rest of the cast, and then Miss Evans will answer it.
Okay, so I'm from Lincolnshire, and there are a lot of place names that I feel sound somewhat like Dickens characters. And whenever I go around the country, I make a list of cool place names that I think, oh, that sounds like a character in a Dickens book. So I'm gonna give you some names, and you have to now guess whether they are an actual Dickens character or a place name from somewhere.
Just for the record, we had a quiz like this in Edinburgh where we had the choice of Dickens characters or Edinburgh comics, and we were awful. So be brave.
But that's going to be so much better if you get it all wrong. If the cast of Dickens Abridged don't know any of these, then...
Here we go.
Okay, so, to kick us off, Bentley Drummle.
Definitely in Lincolnshire.
Yeah. I'd have said that. Yeah.
Yeah, I certainly haven't heard of it, so I'm hoping it's Lincolnshire.
No, incorrect. He's in Great Expectation.
And so it begins.
Oh, that one. Right, sorry.
That one that we do in the show.
So that was my evening with the wonderful boys from Dickens Abridged. And the show was, of course, fantastically funny. I realise I haven't actually said that yet. Although with me, it kind of goes without saying. So that's pretty much it for tonight. Next week, we'll also be joined by Martin Berry, who is directing Lakeside Arts Christmas show Neverland. Martin is doing a sponsored skydive dressed as Peter Pan next Saturday to raise money for Great Ormond Street Hospital, which I will definitely be discussing with him next week. But if anyone is interested in donating anything to that, then go to justgiving.com/Neverland Skydive.
This is URN.
Showtime Breakdown.